Okay, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Beis. One today's daf Chus Refuah for Zecher Nishmas, my grandfather, Ephraim Fishel ben Menachem Mendel, whose yahrzeit is today. We are on Kuf Yud Beis by the two dots from the top. Four lines from the top. Miftach Chaluka. So the Mishnah had mentioned certain items that are mutter, right? That are mutter. Oh, what is this? Oh, don't stop. That are mutter lechatchila. To make the ties. So the Mishnah said about the miftach chalukah, which is some sort of belt or something that around the cloak of the woman. So the Gemara says pshita. Well, it's pashut that you let her tie this and untie this on Shabbos because this is something that you untie typically. It's not something that stays. It's not shokayama. It's not a maise uman. It's just something that you wrap around and that you tie. So why would you? What's the chiddush to tell me that that is mutter? To tie on Shabbos. The Gemara says, "Well, Tzricha, the Mishnah had to teach us this." The Isle Trei Doshi. I guess there are two openings, the two places where she can. Where there, maybe the two belts, the two ties. So, Ma the Tema, you might think, Chada Minayu Batule Mibatel. Maybe you would think that she only needs to do one of them. She wouldn't have to tie both of them. She would leave one. Typically, she would just leave one tied. If that's something that would be left tied, then you wouldn't be allowed to tie both because one is going to be tied permanently. Right? It would be kesher shel kayama. So therefore, right, ma'al detema chad minayu batul mivatel kamash balan. Therefore, the Mishnah teacher said, no, that we're not choshish for that, and she's allowed to tie both of them. She'll open and close both of them. She doesn't have to. You don't have to worry about the fact that maybe one would stay. That one would stay tied longer. The next one was the chute sivacha, which was the ties around the headpiece, right? These head coverings that she was tying. The Mishnah says again, pshita. Again, it's pashut that she's allowed to tie this. This is something that you untie frequently. You don't leave it for so long. I guess when she goes into her house and she takes off the headpiece, she's going to untie it and take it off. So it's not some shokayama. So Gemara says, lo tzrichali, we don't need this to teach us except for the case de revichala. Like I said, the hat is not some form fitting. The hat has room on it. She theoretically can take the hat on and off without untying this string. So ma de tema mishla shalfala. You might think that when she wants to take it off, she would just take off the hat from her head without untying the string and the knots. And it turns out that this knot will then be a kasher shel kayama. Like she's just taking it on and off. So therefore, you would think that maybe this is a kasher shel kayama, and therefore it would be aser. So therefore, the Mishnah comes to teach us, kamash malan, the isha chasa al sa'ara. A woman she's concerned about her hair, umishra sharula, and therefore she would untie it. So either she's concerned about her hair, that she's concerned it'll pull things out, or maybe she's concerned about her hair, that if you just pull it off, it's not going to, the hair will get messed up. So therefore she does it the right way, she's going to untie it, she's not going to just pull it off without untying it, and therefore it is not viewed as a kesher shel kayama, and there would be mutter to do it to tie it on Shabbos. And the Mishnah then continue, which is what we'll spend most of the rest of the daf on, uritsuas minal v'sandal, the straps of a shoe and a sandal. So Gemara says, quotes the Braisa, Itmar, hitir ritzuos min al v'sandal. If I untie the straps of a shoe and a sandal, tani chado chayiv chatas. One Braisa says that you're chayiv chatas, meaning it's completely usher to be done on Shabbos. Tani ida says pater of al usher. One Braisa says it's pater, but usher, meaning it's usher mi de rabbanan. And the third brisa says that it's completely mutter, right? So now we have a problem. We have three brisas wearing three completely different things. So kasha minal minal. So we have stira from the shoes, the kasha sandal. We have stira on the sandals. So the Gemara, how's the Gemara going to answer? Gemara is going to answer. We're talking about different cases, right? So Gemara says minal minal. There's no distinction. There's no problem from the shoe to the shoe. Lo kasha. This is read hadikatani chayv chatas ush. Kefei. Pater val asar midra. Right. Pater val asar is bidrabanan. It's the shuv of the Talmid Chachamim. And mutter lechachila bidivnei mechosa. So what's the cases? The first case of where it's chayv chatos is b'ush b'chei, which I believe means is like when the cobbler actually makes the shoe. So when he ties like the one end of the string to the shoe itself. So that is a kesher shel kayama and a ma'isa uman. That's going to stay forever. It's done by an uman. So even according to those who say they need a ma'isa uman, it's done forever. And therefore, that's going to be chayiv chatas. The patr of al aser case is what he says is bidrabanan. That's the shoe worn by the talmidei chachamim that they wouldn't necessarily tie the knot on the shoe so tight. Whether they would tie it like loosely and they would be able to take the shoe on and off even when it's tied. When they would walk through something, I guess, and walk through the things that they would untie it, but they would untie it, I guess, to take it off because they wouldn't want to walk through the dirt. I view this more like remember those old docksiders and stuff like that. So you would tie them once, but you wouldn't really untie them to put your foot in. You would slide your foot in, but on certain circumstances you would untie them. So since it's oftentimes left for a while, it's going to be usur, but midraban, only midraban, because it's not something that's shokayama, it's just there for an extended period of time, that's going to be usur the rabban. But mutar lechachila, what's mutar lechachila is the case of the b'nei mechuza. What's the b'nei mechuza? So the b'nei mechuza were people, I guess we've come across them before, right? I think we just did it recently. They were very mefunak. They were makbid on their way they dressed, and their shoes and everything had to be perfect. So when they would tie their shoes, they would tie them tightly. So therefore, in order to take off their shoes, they would have to untie them. So these are the types of shoes that they would be tied and untied frequently. And therefore, I guess they're more like our shoes. We tie our shoes, they untie them, we put them in. So those are things that would probably be mutter. That's the case of mutter lichatchila. Then the Mishnah, we had the kasha on the brisa was sandal a sandal. And the sandals also, right? The sandals also we had that it said, you know, three different brises. One said aser, one said midrabanan, and one said mutal chachila. So what's the distinctions? Sandal sandal kasha, hadikatani chayev, the one that says is chayev, is biditayoi de katre ushkefe. It's talking about the merchants that, I guess that sandal also, the sandal are tied in such a way that it's, I guess the way it's attached to the sole, it's tied in a certain way that it's kavua, it's going to stay forever. Patr aval aser, what's the middle case where it says patr aval aser? That's talking about the sandals of other people that are not tied by an uman. It's bidichumarta dekatre inu. It's tamakesh that people themselves tie on the sandal, and sometimes it stays for a while, sometimes it doesn't, therefore it's asr l'chachil to do it, but it's not a kesher, really a full kesher shal kayama. And the one that says it's mutl l'chachilah is besandal denafike beitre. This is a sandal that's used by two people. It would switch off between different people, and therefore they would have to adjust, because the people wouldn't necessarily have, those two people wouldn't have the same size feet, I guess, and they would, sometimes this person would use it, sometimes that person would use it, and therefore they would have to readjust the tie on the sandal. I'm not sure exactly what the mitzvah is, but they would have to readjust something on the sandal to allow it to fit each person. And therefore, that's definitely not a kesher shel kayama because it's being changed every time a different person wears it. Kidder Rav Yehuda. So now we're going to give a case similar to that from the Rav Yehuda. The Rav Yehuda, Achoy de Rav Salah Chasida. Rav Yehuda was the brother of Salah Chasida. Havalei Hahu Zuga de Sanle. He had his pair of sandals. Zimnin de nafik be'ihu, sometimes he would wear them. Zimnin nafik be'yinuke, sometimes his young son would wear them. So asul kamei d'abaye, so Rav Yehuda came before Rai on Shabbos, for Amar Lei, and he asked Abaye, ki hai gavna, this type of sandal, which every time one of us puts it on, we have to readjust the knot, right, I guess my foot's bigger than my son's, so we have to readjust the knot, and therefore, would I be allowed to do that on Shabbos? So the Gemara says, what's the din? So Amar Lei, so Abaye says back to Rabbi Yehuda, chayv chatas. It's chayv chatas. Amar Lei, so Rabbi Yehuda says to Abaye, it's asa d'oraisa, hashta patar aval asa kashle. I was only asking you whether or not this is mutar l'chachila or it's asa d'rabanan. It definitely gets untied every now and then. But you're telling me chayv chatas? So he says, hashta patar aval asa kashle, chayv chatas kamartili. So my time, what's the reason why, I guess Abaye says back to him, Yeah, it says back to him. What's the reason? So Amar Leizer, it says back to him, Mishum b'dechol nami, because also during a weekday, Zimna nafkina be'ana, Zimna nafkina be'inuka. Sometimes I wear it, sometimes my son wears it, and we change, and we undo the tie for each person. Abai says, oh, because Abai didn't understand the Metzias, so Amar Leizer, Abai says, Matra Yehuda, Yachi. If that's the case, that this knot is meant to be undone every single day, every time you change, different person goes out and wears the shoe, Iyachi mutulechatchila, that's going to be mutulechatchila, and you're allowed to do that even on Shabbos, to untie it and to untie it. Rav Yirmiya, Hava ka'azul basrei de Rabbi Avol b'karmelis. So Rav Yirmiya is following Rabbi Avol through a karmelis, which is again, which is a makam that's usher to carry something, mi de Rabbanan. Ifsik ritsua de sandalei, so this, I guess the strap around his sandal ripped, and he can't wear the sandal. The sandal is now off. He can't wear it, and he's in a karmelis. So what is he supposed to do with the sandal? You have to carry it. So Amarle, my Navidle, what should I do? This, it ripped, I can't wear it, and I can't carry it in the karmelis. Amarle, so Rav says back to him, Shkol gemilach, take some moist reed, I guess, right? The chazi lemaicho behema, which is not muksa, because it could be used for animal to eat it, so therefore it's something that's not muksa. Ukroch ilavei, and tie the sandal. Tie the sandal with this thing. Wrap it up with this thing, and then you'll wear it till you get into the Rishus HaYachid, and then you'll take it off. So a similar case, though, is Abaye Havikat Kameh de Rav Yosef. Abaye was standing before Rav Yosef. Ifsik Le Ritzua. And I guess the Ritzua of Abaye's sandal or shoe fell off. Amar Le, so Abaye says to Rav Yosef, my Avid Le, what should I do? So Amar Le, Shivke. He says, leave it there. You can't take it. You can't carry it. I guess the sandal will become, for him, of course, becomes muksa, because it can't be used. Once the ring came off, all right, and even if you fix it, you can't, or whatever. He says it's muksa.
It's weird. I mean,
it was 5 minutes ago. Yeah, it's a new kli, I guess. I don't know. So the Gemara says, Umay shnai mi de Rav Yirmiya. Why is this case, then, the case of Rav Yirmiya just before? Rav Yirmiya said, just fix it and walk with it. Why is this case different? So the Gemara says, Hasam lo mintar, hachar mintar. The case is because the previous case, the previous case was in a karmelis. Was in a karmelis, and therefore if you leave it there, it's not guarded. It's not in a place where people, and therefore it's going to get lost. So he says, let's figure out a way to fix it so you won't lose your shoe. But the case of Abaye and Rav Yosef, he's saying, I guess it's in a chatzer, and therefore it would be usher to be mitaltalit. I mean, I don't know. If it's muksa, you're allowed to take muksa b'makom hefseid, and I don't understand why. And right, the first case you're saying that it was a case that's not Mishumar. So if you're saying that it became Muksa afterwards, so how can you then be Metalto Muksa in order to save the object? I didn't know that was allowed. I don't know. That's just a kasha I had. Okay. So the Gemara says, well, Abaye continues to ask on Rav Yosef, he says, well, why is the sandal Muksa to begin with? Right? Baham Minahu. It's still a Kli. It's still a Kli, the sandal, right? Why? De'iba'ina. Because if I wanted to, hafchinale, I can flip it around, miyamin l'smol, and wear it on, I can wear it from the right foot to the left foot. Okay, because what you're talking about is, like, they had these two different straps, I guess. We're talking about where the outer strap rips. So that looks, doesn't look appropriate. It's not right. I guess there's still some functionality in the shoe. And if you just flip it onto the other foot, well then, it will then be the inner strap. And it should be okay to wear, because it's not going to be, it's that, right, that's what I think he says. He says you can change it from yamin to small, right? Rashi says, it's the third wide line, haba ina hafchinam yamin to small, sha sandal yeshlo shtei trisos, as these two straps, I think, v'hein shel or, mokon kviyos arotsuos, echa mi b'chos v'achas mi b'fnim, levein shnei raglayim, ki ein she yeshlo menalim shalanu, u'kishindivsak ha'pnimi, when the inner one rips, Royhu Latakno, the Afagav Shatikuno Nikar Ugnayu, Miyu Litsad Panim, Lo Mitchazi, Ukeshanifsicha Chitsona, Eno Hagon Shul Vititekno. If the outer one rips, they don't really fix it. Bahach, because it doesn't look good when you fix it. Bahach de Abaye would say Chitsona Ifsik, the outer one ripped, Mishum Hachi Asri Rav Yosef Afilo Tatal, that's Rav Yosef, it's Mutter, it's Asr to carry it. Barbali Abaye, Bahai Kati Manahu, it's still a Kli. Right, dafchinale the ragla acheres into the chitzona pnimis. I just flip it to the other side, and the outer one will be on the inside.
It would seem that there was no such thing as a right foot or a left foot.
Apparently, right, it doesn't make a difference. I guess they had like a straight board. It was no such thing, right? So Amr Le, so Rav Yosef says to Abaye, well, listen, This is a, whether or not it's still a kli or not, is a machlokas between the Rabbanon and the Chachamim, if this sandal is considered muksa. And from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan explains the Shita of Yehuda, Shema mina halach Rabbi Yehuda. We know that the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that it's muksa. So what is that case? What's that talking about? Now we have a long discussion to get to that. Rabbi Yosef says, I'm passing like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that it's muksa. Why am I passing like Rabbi Yehuda? Because when we had this machlokas in Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, it's Rabbi Yochanan who goes about and he delves into the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is proof that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda. So Mahi, what's this machlokas? The Tanya, we have a brisa that says as follows: Sandal shenifsku shtei osnov. Right, so the sandal that I guess it's two or shtei charsiosov. Again, I think they're the same thing. These are two straps, I guess, on that ripped. Right, Oshin Nital Kol Hakaf Shelo, or I guess the whole thing on the bottom rips apart. Tar, it's tar. Meaning, if this thing was if a Zav was wearing it, and then these straps rip, we say that's no longer a kli. It loses its shame kli, and therefore it becomes tar. But if Achas Mi Aznov, if only one of the straps are Omitar Shosav, Oshin Nital Rov Kaf Shelo, or most of the kaf ripped, it did all rip. It's Tameh. The thing still maintains Tameh. The Tumah doesn't leave it because it's still considered a Kli. Because I guess this type of thing, the Derech would still be to fix it up. And therefore, it would still be a Kli. Rabbi Yehuda says no. He says, Nifsaka Pnimis, it depends. If the inner strap rips, then it still remains Tameh. Because that's something that you would fix up and maintain the status of Kli because you only see it on the inside. But Chitzona Tor, if the outer strap rips, then it's no longer a sandal. Because, I guess, he says you can't fix it, you won't fix it, and I guess flipping it from, and he says flipping it from the right foot to the left foot, or the left foot to the right foot, is not considered enough to maintain the status of a kli. So now, as the machlokas is going to be, just like it's not a status, it's no longer kli legabe tuma, meaning it loses its status of a kli, so too it's going to lose its status of a kli by Shabbos, and it's going to be considered muksa. So the Amar Ula says on this brisa, the itema rabbi barchana amar of Yosef, some say it's Ula, some say it's Rabbi Barchan in the name of Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yosef in the name of Yochanan. And it's key to note that there are two possibilities of who says this memra, because that's going to be an answer later on. Oh, it wasn't Rabbi Yochanan, or somebody else who said it. Right? But Amar Ula, and Ula says, V'itim Rabbi Barchan, Amar Yochanan, Kim Machlokas L'inyan Tumah. We just said, just like they have this Machlokas by Tumah, Kach Machlokas L'inyan Shabbos, so too the Machlokas by Shabbos as to whether or not the outer strap rips, does it lose its status of a Kli. Rabbi Yochanan say no, Rabbi Yochanan says yes, therefore it, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it becomes muksa. Avalolu inyan chalitza. But there's no machlokas when it comes to chalitza. Again, chalitza, when you have to use the shoe to do the chalitza, right? And the mitzvah is to take off the shoe from the yavam, from his foot, right? There's no machlokas here about a sandal that was ripped, the strap ripped on the outside, whether or not it has the name of, is considered a sandal or not for chalitza. But we don't know what it means. Lo nechlu means they both agree it's no good, or they both agree that it is good. So Gemara says, Vahavinaba, and we asked about this. Vahavinaba, Rabbi Yochanan, Aliba Deman. Rabbi Yochanan asked, well, this, who are we going about? This idea about Chalitza, what are we discussing? Ilema the Aliba de Rabbanon, if it's talking about Rabbanon, we'll say the Rabbanon said what? The Rabbanon said that this is still considered a shoe, both the Gabe Shabbos and the Gabe Tumah. Right, Ilem Aliba de Rabbanon Midl Inyan Tumah Minahave Linyan Shabbos Nami Minahaveli Avalo Chalitza. It's going to be considered a shoe for Shabbos. It's going to be considered a shoe Lagabe Tumah. It's not going to be a shoe Lagabe Chalitza. Why not? Right, Aval Inyan Chalitza the Lav Manahu. Perhaps not. Well, we have a Mishnah that says Chalitza Shel Smol Biyamin Chalitza Sokshera. If you take the right foot and you put it, the right shoe and you put it on the left shoe, then the shoe from the right foot you put on the left foot, it should be fine. Because it's still considered a shoe, because it ripped and went to the other side. It still can be a shoe. So Ella, so therefore, Ella Aliba Rabbi Yehuda. It must be talking about Rabbi Yehuda. Midil Inyan Tuma Lav Manahu. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's not a shoe. Again, the outer strand rips. It's not a shoe Lagabe Tuma. Linyan Shabbos Nami Lo Manahu. When it comes to Shabbos, it's also not going to be considered a shoe. Aval Inyan Chalitza, but I'll say, Rabbi Yehuda was Mimod there. When it comes to Chalitza, it is going to be considered a shoe. Because it's the chalitza the one who still considers a shoe, because I guess you could just flip it around. But the Gemara says, wait a second. That's because you can flip it. What does it mean you use the right shoe on the left foot, or the left foot shoe on the right foot? Ema da amrinan chalta shal smol biyamin chlisasa kashera. That's hecha de lemilse manahu. Maybe that's only if you took a full shoe that you typically wore on the right foot and you put it on the left foot, it's still going to be kosher on the chalitza because you're using a full-fledged shoe. It's not ripped. Maybe that's when you say that if you use it, put it on the wrong foot, it's still good. But hacha, but here we're going to say by the sandal that gets ripped, the milsei lav manahu, it itself is not considered a shoe. How do we know that? Because we say it's not a shoe for Shabbos, it's not a shoe for Tumah. So why can't it be a shoe for chalitza? Right, so halcha the milsei lav manahu. So the ha'amar of Yehuda nifskach chitzon tahara amal lav manahu. It's not a good shoe. So why can't you use it for chalitza? So what's this case? We're still trying to figure out. What does it say that when it says that avol lola in chalitza? So Gemara says la'olam aliv. Again, it's according to this. It's Rabbi Yochanan talking. So it's Rabbi Yochanan talking. That's what Rabbi Yosef said. That Rabbi Yochanan is spending time to explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda must mean he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore he told Abaye that the shoe was muksa and he couldn't wear it. He says la'olam aliv de Rabbi Yehuda. The ema v'chein lechalitza. Don't say that, how you have to read it is not avalo in chalitza. Say v'chein lechalitza. Also for chalitza, it's not going to be considered a shoe. Right? The olam alibad Rabbi Yehuda. The ema v'chein lechalitza. The hakamash moans come to teach us the chi amrin chalitza shal smol b'shal yamin chalitza sakasheru. When the Mishnah told us that if you put the shoe from the left onto the right foot, the chalitza is kosher. That's only heichad milsa manahu. That's only if it's a full fledged shoe. But here in this case where it's with the strap rips on the outside, since it's not a mana, it's not considered a mana for Shabbos, it's not according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a mana for Tara, it's also not going to be a mana for Chalitza, and therefore will not work for Chalitza. That's why, so he changes it from Umode to Avalolin Chalitza to Vechenein Chalitza. Okay, so that's how we see over here that is Rabbi Yochanan explaining Rabbi Yehuda, which then goes back to Rabbi Yosef, asserting the shoe that Abai's shoe that ripped. Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi. Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this? That the halach is like Rabbi Yehuda, not the Chachamim? First of all, it's difficult to begin with because Chachamim are the Rov. But in here, he gives another question. He says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, halach ha-kestam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold, and Rabbi Yochanan oftentimes runs into trouble with this, that the halach is like a stam Mishnah. If you have a Mishnah that's written anonymously, that means that Rabbi he coded into it that the halacha follows that shita. And we're obviously now going to find a stam Mishnah that seems to hold not like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Mi amar Rabbi Yochanan hachi, v'ham Rabbi Yochanan halacha k'stam Mishnah, utnan, we have a Mishnah in the 26th parak of Kalim. Sandal shenifsika achas mi oznav v'tikna. So you have a sandal that was worn by a zav. Right? So when it's worn by a zav, there's two issues, possible issues. If worn by Zav, you have Tumas Medrash, and therefore with the sandal itself will be an Avatumah. If something is just touched by a Zav, it becomes a Rishon. But if it's Tumas Medrash, then it's a more higher level Tumah. So we have the sandal that's worn by a Zav. So clearly it's Medrash, because he's walking, he's leaning on it, he's being supported by it, he's walking with it. So what happens? But at Nifsak Achas Me Oznav, so one of its straps on one of the sides rips off, and he fixes it. But Tikna, we still say Tumah Medrash. It didn't lose the Tumah of Medrash, because he fixed it and therefore maintains the status of the Medras. Again, as far as I don't know, let's just do the halacha here. So Kassandal Shaniska Achas Mi Ozam Tikna Tame Midras. But Nifsika Shnia, I think it means after he fixed the first one, the second one rips. Nifsika Shnia Vitikna, he fixes that. Tahor the Tame Midras about Tame Maga Midras. It's no longer, it's going to lose its status of Tumas Medras, maintains the status of being touched by a Medras. So what's going on here? One rips. Then he fixes it. Then the second one rips. When the second one rips, we say that it's a panim chadashos bolakan. It's now a new shoe. Okay, it's a completely new shoe. So therefore, it loses its status of the tumas measures because it's a new kli. But he was touching it, so therefore, it has the status of maga measures. So my love is not the case. Loshna pnimis the loshna chitzonia. It makes no difference. Which one ripped first? Right, so he says, right? Loshna pnimis, loshna chitzonios. It doesn't make a matter if the inner one rips or the outer one rips. Because even if the outer one rips, right? Even if the outer one rips initially, we're not going to say that it is tahor, right? Because you can flip it around, I guess. And therefore it has the status. So therefore that goes against Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda said if the outer strap rips, it loses its status of a shoe. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even the first time, if the outer strap rips, it should lose its status of the shoe, and therefore be no longer be Tamei Tumas Medras, because it loses it, because he holds you can't flip it around to the other side. That's not considered halachically significant. So the Gemara says, When the first strap ripped,
Let's say you didn't repair it. It's okay, it's not showing anymore.
Correct.
But you can repair it. Let's say you don't repair it.
I don't know. But the first strap ripped, so the first strap ripped, going on over here. So if the first strap ripped, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, that if it's on the outside, that should already remove its status of a shoe, and therefore be metarit from Tumas Medrash. But this Mishnah seems saying either strap rips, and the first one, and you fix it, it maintains its status of Medrash. Meaning when it ripped, it didn't lose its status. Why not? Because you could flip it and put it onto the other foot. Which is a stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, lo, pnimius dafka. It's talking about discussing when it says that it doesn't lose its status of a shoe, that's specifically if the inner strap ripped. And then if you fix that, it maintains the status of a shoe, and that even that Rabbi Yehuda would agree to, because if the inner strap rips, you don't have to flip anything around. You can still wear it as it is, because it's not gnai, and no one will see it on the inside. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Aval chitzona mai, wait a second. If the outer strap rips, you're going to say now that this sandal is tahor, it loses its status of zav. Ihachi, if that's the case, the Mishnah made a distinction. The Mishnah made a distinction between whether if the first strap rips and then the second strap rips. If the first strap rips, it still maintains its status. If the second strap rips, then it loses its status. Why make a distinction between different strap A ripping, strap B ripping? Make a distinction in strap A itself. If it ripped on the outside, it's no good. If it rips, it loses its status. If it rips on the inside, it is a status. Means a better way to make, there's a finer distinction that you can make in the Mishnah. Why leave? Right, so it says, Aval chitzon amai tar, ihachi adetani nitzka shniya v'tikna, tar mina medras of atami maga medras. And why does it say that the second strap rips, it loses its status of medras? Niflok bididei. Make the machlokas itself on the first strap. That if the first strap rips, that it doesn't lose its status of a shoe, that's only nifsakot to penemius. But if it's on the outer strap, it would lose its status of a shoe. So why doesn't the Mishnah make that distinction? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the distinction that should have been made. Must be that the Mishnah is not making that distinction. And if the Mishnah is not making that distinction, it's a stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Rav Yitzhak ben Yosef, Tehei Mishnah Seinu, Bisandal Shayishlo Arba Oznayim the Arba Tasiosim. I gotta answer for Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan seems to make a stira. On the one hand, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. On the other hand, here we seem to have a stam Mishnah against Rabbi Yehuda. So I'm making a kimta in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, will be where there are four straps. Not just one on the inside, one on the outside. There's two on the outside and two on the inside. And what the Mishnah is discussing is a case where I guess shalogus for Devarus Rabbi Yochanan. So not to break the words of Rabbi Yochanan. So what would be the case? So Rashi says, Tehei Mishnah Seinu, it's about 2/3 of the way down. He says, Tehei Mishnah Seinu, Hach Temedros Dalaros Naim V'Dal Tarsil Sav. V'Hachta Nislak Shnia Dekatani Tarvayu B'Chitzonis Kamar. And that was when we say the second strap rips, it loses its status of Medras. It's the second strap on the outside. We're discussing a case where when we say first strap rips, second strap rips, it's first strap on the outside and second strap on the outside. So let's go now. If the first strap on the outside rips, we're going to say it doesn't lose its status of Tumas Medras, because I still have another strap on the outside. If the second strap on the outside rips, even after I fix the first one, if the second strap on the outside rips, then it's a completely new shoe, and therefore it's going to be tar. But I think that's right. Yeah. And then it's stam like Rabbi Yehuda, because it's Rabbi Yehuda case. Rabbi Yehuda's case is if the outer straps rip, it loses its status of the shoe. So here too, once the second strap rips, it loses its status of the shoe, and therefore the Mishnah can be applied and be in accordance with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan is passing like the stam Mishnah, and he's passing like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's why he asked the shoe for Abaye. Yeah, that's what it seems to be. That even once you repair once both rip, we say pun chadash es baldekan. See in a moment also, we're going to extend that rule also. Raki Asa Ravin, the Ravin came from Eretz Babel, Amar Rav Chana Bar Abba, Amar Rav, he said the name of Rav, Halach Rav Yehuda, if Rav Yochanan says, Ain Halach Rav Yehuda. Wait a second, we just spent all this time saying that Rav Yochanan said the Halach is like Rav Yehuda. Now you come with a memory to tell me that Rav Yochanan says the Halach is not like Rav Yehuda? Umir Rav Yochanan Hachi, who says that Rav Yochanan, how is it possible Rav Yochanan says the Halach is not like Rav Yehuda? The hawk made the tarts of Rabbi Yochanan leave the Rabbi Yehuda from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan just spent all this time trying to explain the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, Shema Minak Rabbi Yehuda's relay. That's when we use the whole that he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, no, Amarayim Ninu Valib the Rabbi Yochanan. It's the machlokas Amarayim of what Rabbi Yochanan said. And that's why I mentioned before, if you go back to the original of when we said that the same machlokas, the Gabay Tumma, is Gabay the Chalitza, it said Amar Ula, the Itame Rabbi Baruchan Rabbi Yochanan. Some say it was Ula, some say it was Rabbi Yochanan. So according to the one who says the halachas, like Rabbi Yochanan says the halachas, like Rabbi Yehuda, it was Rabbi Yochanan who spent all the time trying to explain the sheet to Rabbi Yehuda. According to the one who says the halacha, that Rabbi Yochanan says the halachas not like Rabbi Yehuda, so that whole shock of attire that we had trying to explain Rabbi Yehuda was not said by Rabbi Yochanan. It was said by Ula. That's why it makes a difference who said the memra back then. Okay. The Gemara is going to bring something similar halacha to what we just said, Yasi. But again, what the svar is, I'm not sure, but that seems to be. Tan Hassam is in the 17th parak of Kalim. Kol kli balebatim shiurin kirimonim. So if I have a tabe kli of a regular person, how does it no longer have become ice kli? No longer becomes a kli if it gets a hole the size of rimonim that it could fit. That's mavatalit from as a kli, and it becomes tar. It's no longer the kli. Bayi Chizkia. So Chizkia asked the following question: Nikav kemotzi zayin susasamo. So it gets a hole the size of an olive, and then you close it up. The chaz of an ikav kamochi zayis is samo, and then another hole of his zayis, and you close it up. Achi shlimo with motzi rimon. I guess it was a bad piece, and eventually the amount of olive-sized holes that opened up would have equaled the size of a rimon. What's the story? Does it lose its status of a kli now, even though it got plugged? Even though it got plugged up. So Amalei Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yochanan says to Chizkia, Rebbe Shanisalanu Mishnah. Rebbe already said this halacha in the Mishnah that we just mentioned, the Mishnah in the 26th parak of Kalim. I don't know why he says Rebbe Shnisalanu, because Chizkiah, this is in the 16th, 17th parak, so why would Chizkiah know the answer? He didn't get to the 26th parak yet. Okay, so he says, Amalei Rav Yochanan, Rebbe Shnisalanu, Sandal Shenifska Achas Mi Osnav, so a sandal with one of the straps ripped, Vitikna, and it fixed it, it still maintains its status of Tami Medrash. Nifska Shnia Vitikna, if the second one rips and it fixed it, it's Tawar Mina Medrash, while Tami Magen Medrash. It loses its status of Kli, and is therefore not going to be Tami Tumas Medrash, it is Tami Magen Medrash, because the Medrash guy is still touching it to fix it. So Maishna Rishona, what's the difference? This is your question, Yossi. What's the difference? Why when the first one rips does it not lose its status? Because the second one is still tied. Right? Shnia Nami. Second one also when it rips, Hamitakna Rishona. You already fixed the first one, it's still there. So the Gemara says, Amrit Le'alan, he says on that, Panim Chadashus Balakan. Once the second one rips, everything is now new. When everything is now new, we're viewing it as a new shoe. So Hachanami, Panim Chadashus Balakan. So to hear, if you had to fix the kli so many times of all these holes, eventually it reaches a point where we're going to say it's a new kli. So it's a new kli, and therefore it loses its status of tumah. The Kari Allah, so, and he called, and Chizkia was praised, Rabbi Yochanan, about this answer. The Kari Allah, less dain bar inush. You're not human. You're an angel. You're not human. You're able to answer that. Ika de Amre, could go and dain bar inush. Others say, he said, no, you are the quintessential example of what a person should be. Okay. Now the Gemara says also something similar. Amar Rav Zera, Amar Rav Bar Zimuna, Im Rishonim Bnei Melachim. If our elder ancestors are considered the children of angels, then we are on a lower level of Bnei Anashim. Im Rishonim Bnei Anashim. If they're considered as Anashim, Anu Kichamorim. We are like donkeys, or a different word used for donkeys. V'lo Kichamorim Shor Bechanina Ben Dosa, but not like the donkey of Bechanina Ben Dosa, who would list him, stole him, and they couldn't, and he would try to feed the donkey non-kosher food, and he wouldn't eat it. Right, Lokshu Chamorim Shor Rabbi Yochanan Mendoza, Vishor Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, Ela Kishar Chamorim, like regular donkeys. We're not like these high-level donkeys. We're like regular donkeys. Okay. The Mishnah then said that the woman, right, the woman can tie certain things, and one of them was the Nodos Yain Vishemen, the flax that keep the wine and the oil inside. You might as well say, well, Pshita, that's Pashit. Those are things that you open and close daily, or to use it, to pour out. So why would be tying that be usher? It's something that's not Shokayama. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha, the is le tarte une. I guess it has two flasks, right? It has two on either side. So you would think that one of them you would always leave untied. Therefore, you can't untie either of them because you're not sure which one would be left untied. And that one is going to be a kesher shel kayama. So kamashmala, that's not a problem. Even though it's two, people would use either one, and therefore it's not a kesher shel kayama, and it'll be fine. And then it says the kederish al basar, the pot of meat. The pot of meat, I think, is the cover. Of the pot. They used to have a pot and they would cover it with something and they would tie the cover on top of the pot. The Gemara says again, Pshita, it's Pashit. In order to get to it, you would untie it. It's not something that's made to last. So the Gemara says, no, Lo Tzricha, the Is Le Shalacha. I think about it that he has like sort of a, it's like sort of an opening that you can get the meat out from the side. You don't have to open the top, you can have like some sort of door, I guess, to open it and pull it out, and therefore you would think Matatim Batu and Batle, therefore the tying on top would be Shalkayama. Kamashma, no, that people would still untie it and use it. It's not Shalkayama. Rav Elazar, right, Rabbi Eliezer, Ben Yaakov, Omer, Kosherin, you can tie something in front of an animal. You can tie a rope, I guess, across the corral so the animal won't come out. So Gemara says, pshita, that's pashut. Why? Because that's something that's made to open every day. You don't keep the animal in all the time. You take it out to graze. So therefore, it's something that's not going to be shokayama. So that's pashut. Because no, lo tzricha, disle tarte isare. There are two ropes on it, right? You've tied it with two ropes, one on top of the other. So ma the tamer, you would think chadim inayim hutu mivatle. I'm not sure I understand this. You would think that one would be mivatel, because you would only need to untie one rope. I guess you only untie the lower rope, and then the animal can walk underneath it. Kamashman again, that both of them are usually untied, and therefore it's not going to be kesher shokayama. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, the halacha follows like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, that you're allowed to tie the rope in front of the animal in order to prevent it from going out. Amar Le Abaye says, halacha mechal de plige. If you're saying the words that a halacha like this person, that's mashman. Someone argues on that person. And so who argues? So Amar Le, Rabbi Yosef says back to Abaye, what's the difference? I said halacha, my nak halacha minay. What's the chiluk if I say halacha is like this and no one argues, halacha is like this and so on, who cares? So Amar Le Abaye, we've seen this a few times. Gemara is in Morosta today. What, the Gemara is just a song to you? That you're just going to have, you know, words? Learning is just going to be stam? No, the words have meaning. If you're going to say halacha is like so-and-so, that means that somebody argues. If no one's arguing, you don't have to say halacha is like so-and-so. It's not just stam, there's no nafkamina. There is a nafkamina. I guess there's a covenant of the Torah. It has to be said in a certain way. It shouldn't be said like a song. Okay? We'll stop here. Everyone have an amazing day and a great Shabbos.